Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your helps we have received. Thank you for your strength that is working in us, making us to remain in victory over the enemy. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the revelations of your Holy Spirit that we get per time. Thank you for the truths you have taught us in this Bible study classes. Thank you, Father. We thank you for supporting us in all areas where we needed your interventions. Thank you, Lord, for standing for us to defend us when we were surrounded by the enemies. Thank you for standing to fight for us. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for how you have been building us up, and we have been growing from one stage to another, just as a child grows into maturity. You have been building us, and we have been growing in the knowledge of you. Thank you, Lord, for these things. For now, we can see our lives different from what we were some years back. Even last year, you have really helped us to grow. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the teachings you have revealed to us about the operations in the dark realms and the operations of witchcraft and demons. Thank you, Lord, because every time we apply this the knowledge of this teaching in spiritual warfare, you always give us great victories. Thank you, Lord. I ask, Father, that as we continue still on this teaching, discerning the realms of witchcraft and demons, I ask, O Lord, that as we continue, you minister to every heart. Let everyone be blessed. Let your light shine in every heart. Let every lie be exposed and uprooted from our hearts as we hear the truth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So, we are going to continue from where we stopped during the last class. to be moving to the next topic. And the next topic says amplifiers and magnifiers of darkness. Amplifiers and magnifiers of darkness. What are amplifiers? What does it mean to amplify? What does it mean to magnify? To amplify means to give more volume to a sound. Like if we try to define that word in reference to sounds, to amplify means to give more volume to a sound. It means to amplify. Yeah, and it is also connected. It is also connected to magnify. Yeah, to amplify. To magnify, yeah, they look alike. Only that in the aspect of magnifying, it has to do with size. Yeah, magnifying something means making that an increase in size. Yeah. To increase the size of something, that is to magnify that thing, and then to amplify. It means to give more volume to a sound. It could also mean to give more strength. Power. Yeah. To give more strength to a power, to make something more powerful, to make something get stronger. Yeah. Yeah. So we want to look at the amplifiers and magnifiers of darkness. So what are those things that amplifies darkness? And what are those things that magnifies darkness? Yeah, you know, whenever we praise God, we normally say, "Be magnified, O Lord. Be magnified, O Lord. We praise you, Lord. We magnify you." Now, that one is different from what I'll be talking now. And I'm going to make you see the difference. Magnifying God is for our own benefit. Yeah, because God is already magnified. God is bigger than the biggest. Yeah, so we don't add more to him because we say, "Oh Lord, be magnified." I mean, our presence does not add more to who he is. Yeah, he is who he is. him or not, he remains who he is. Yeah, that is the nature of God. He's the greatest. He's the biggest. He's the highest. Yeah. So whether you magnify him or not, he's the highest. He is who he is. Yeah. So we magnify him is for our own benefit. That, and when we do that, we're trying to say, oh Lord, as you are, show it here. Yeah. We are saying, oh Lord, as you are on your throne in heaven, show it here on earth. Show it here in our lives. So that is why we say, be magnified, oh Lord. We magnify you, oh Lord. Yeah, we are trying to say, oh Lord, you are as you are in heaven, even if we can't see you, even if we can't feel your power, you are as you are in heaven. So that is what we mean by saying we magnify you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We're trying to say, God, you are greater than all, whether we can feel it or not, whether we can see it or not, you are higher than all, you are mightier than all, you are wiser than all. Yeah, so that is what we do every time we say, oh Lord, be magnified, be glorified. It's not as if what we say would change his size, would make him more powerful. Whether we see those things or not, he remains God. And he remains the most powerful forever. I hope you understand that. Now, it's important that you understand what I've just said, because of what I'm going to say next. Now, in the case of darkness, they are not like God. They are actually too small. They are too small. Yeah, so they need a lot of things to amplify them and to magnify them, because they have actually lost their dominion over mankind because of what Jesus did for mankind. They have lost their dominion. They have lost their control. They have lost their reign or rule over mankind. Even though physically it appears like they are the ones in charge of their fears of world, of their fears of governments of nations, but in reality, they have actually lost dominion because of what Jesus did. Yeah, but because the devil is very smart, he will not stop blindfolding people and deceiving them to not believe in Jesus and to not surrender to Jesus, so that they can continue to rule over mankind and oppress mankind and enslave mankind. Because they know as long as mankind refuse to believe in Jesus and obey Jesus and trust in Jesus, they know they will always conquer mankind. Yeah, so that is how they have been ruling. True deception. Yeah, deceiving people to not believe the truth and not accept the truth and not follow the truth and not obey the truth. That is how they have been prevailing. Apart from that, they have no power. No, they have powers, but it just is equal to no power, because Jesus said, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So that is, power has been taken away from those that used to have them. I don't know if you understand the statement of Jesus when he said, all power has been given to me in heaven and on earth. It means some people have been having the powers before he came. So now the power has been withdrawn from those personalities and have been given to Jesus. So that means those powerful beings have no power anymore. Yeah, but Jesus still allowed them to show their power, their powers, so that he can humble them. Because all their powers have been given to Jesus. I don't know if you get it. All the powers of the principalities, all the powers of rulers of darkness, forces of hell, kingdoms of darkness, all their powers has been withdrawn from them and has been given to Jesus. But Jesus still let them demonstrate those powers so that when his own people call on him, and not only that, when his own people exercise their authority in him, they will just put those powers to shame. Yeah. So which means the power Satan have is equal to no power. The powers witches and wizards have is equal to no power in the presence of Jesus. In the presence of the power of Jesus, their powers is zero, is equal to zero. I don't know if you're getting it. Yeah. So now this is where I'm going. Devil need amplifier since he has no power. Yeah. So he need amplifiers and magnifiers to make him more powerful, or to make him succeed in his works. And you know, the funny thing is that it is we Christians are the ones who give him those amplifiers. I don't know if you understand. Devil, knowing that he's powerless in the presence of the name of Jesus and in the presence of the power of Jesus, he knows he's powerless. So he need amplifiers to amplify his power, to increase his power, so that he can succeed. He need magnifiers, yeah, to make him succeed in his operations. And the painful thing is, Christians give him those amplifiers and magnifiers. We give him things that will make him more powerful in our lives. We give Satan things that will make him stronger than us. Things that will make him rule over us. Things that will make him conquer us. We give him those amplifiers. So you withdraw the amplifiers, you will fail. Because he knows that he is powerless in the lives of Christians or in attacking Christians. Devil knows that he is powerless. Now, let me read from Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon, chapter 2. Song of Solomon, chapter 2. Verse 15. Song of Solomon. verse 15. Take us, the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. Take us, the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. What are the little foxes? Little sins. Those sins you consider to be little. Like some people will say, it doesn't matter if I do this, it doesn't matter. That doesn't affect my relationship with God. That wouldn't affect my holiness, my righteousness. Yeah, if I think in this direction, even when you know that that is a carnal thought, that's a lustful thought, so you still feel like if I think in this direction, that should not do anything to my spirit. That should not affect me. That is very wrong. Little foxes spoil the vines. So those little things that you don't pay attention to, they are amplifiers. They give the enemy strength over you. They make the enemy stronger than you. The amplifiers. Those unclean thoughts. You just say, let me just think it for some time. I'm not actually doing it physically. Let me just think it. Those unclean thoughts. You think in your mind. Negative thoughts. You think in your mind. And then you feel like it's nothing. Let me just think it and then forget about it. Those are amplifiers. Though to you it look like it's irrelevant, it's just little. But as little as those things are, they give power to darkness. And you keep praying and praying and you're not seeing results. Little foxes. I like it to be the reason. Yeah. You stand to face demons and giants of darkness. And then after you have conquered to a level, you lose in the battle. I mean, you have conquered them to a level, but then you just suddenly couldn't continue to conquer them anymore. I mean, you couldn't continue to have victory over them. And then the next thing is you fell back. You just fell back and they begin to conquer you. The cause of those things are little foxes. Yeah. Those little things you don't pay attention to, you feel like it doesn't matter. They will not let you have lasting victory in spiritual warfare. Those little foxes, they will not let you have lasting victory over the enemy in spiritual warfare. So that is why you must not give any of those foxes a chance in your life. 1 minute. I can't afford to think unholy thoughts, unrighteous thoughts in my heart for 1 minute. Or a thought that does not agree with the standard of faith, with the standard of the truth in the Bible. I cannot afford to think them for 1 minute. The reason is because I know the forces I'm dealing with. I know the powers I'm fighting. I know them and they know me. I know the giants I'm fighting. Yeah, so I must not give them a chance. Yeah, I must not. Because the moment I do that, they win. Yeah, and all my labor, maybe I've been praying on something for months, just maybe a moment of 5 minutes distraction. I mean, just 5 minutes. 5 minutes agreement with pollution or with sin. Just that moment of 5 minutes can destroy what I've been, the labels I've been piling up in the spirit realm. I mean, the prayer labels. Yeah, they have been piling up in the spirit realm for months. The results of those labels, just 5 minutes agreement with darkness is even too much. 2 minutes, or a minute is enough for these giants to destroy them all. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. I'm not even talking of practical signs. I'm talking of even the thoughts in the mind. There are thoughts you are not supposed to think at all in your mind. May the Lord help you and help every one of us. Yeah, so I want to tell you a story before we move on. It's not a story, though it might look like a story. It's a testimony of, I don't know if I've mentioned it here before, it's a testimony of a former agent of Satan. The woman I've worked for Satan for many years. In the unseen world, in the invisible realms, before Jesus called her out of darkness. Yeah, so the woman told us that that they have positioned months of accusations in many churches, especially churches that preaches a lot of holiness. Yeah, a lot of holiness. Churches that preaches so much on the truth and purity. The woman said they have positioned demons of accusations. So those demons, they are there to accuse the brethren in the presence of God. This time around, when the angels come to deliver the answers to the prayers of the people, they said they have positioned demons of accusations, or demons whose names are accusers, they have positioned those demons inside those churches and ministries. Yeah, so she said that is why in holiness churches, they have to pray a lot and fast a lot and really repent a lot before they will see miracles happen among them. Yeah, he said because they have multiplied the number of demons of accusations in those churches and ministries. So which means that every time the angels bring the answers to their prayers, those demons will appear and say, no, this person told a lie yesterday. So this person cannot get the gift. Or they will just say, no, look at the thoughts of this person's mind, even right now. Look at his mind. He doesn't even have faith anymore. Look at her mind. No faith. He's so full of fear. He's so full of doubt. So you cannot give this person the blessing. Yeah. So she said that is why it takes a lot of effort for miracles to happen in those churches and ministries because of the accuser that have been positioned among them. Yeah. And then she now said in churches where they don't really emphasize holiness, in churches where they don't really emphasize righteousness, I mean the teaching of holiness, the message of righteousness and purity, she said they have withdrawn those demons of accusers. Yeah, it sounds funny, but that's the painful truth. Yeah, she said they have withdrawn those demons of accusers. I mean, those demons of accusation. They have withdrawn those demons from those churches because they already know where the people in those churches are going. They know they are going to hell. Yeah, they already know that because their names are already in hell. So they know that they are going to hell. Yeah, so they don't bother to stop the answers to their prayers. So he said that is why in those churches the name of Jesus produced a lot of miracles in those churches. And it looks like miracles happen more among them. I mean, I'm talking about physical miracles now. Of course, not the miracles that happen in the soul and spirit that takes us to heaven. But I'm talking of outward miracles like healings and all of those manifestations. Yeah, so she said those ones are common in those kind of churches because those people are already marked and stamped for hell. Yeah, because their names are already in hell. So the woman said that every child that is born into this world already have their names in hell. Yeah. That what makes the difference is that when you accept Jesus and you surrender to Jesus and you begin to live a life that pleases God, she said then the blood of Jesus may appear on the name of that person in hell. So, which means that that person is now a candidate of heaven. Yeah. So they know in the kingdom of darkness, those that are for them, they know. And they know those that are not for them. So they monitor. They monitor the eternal destinies of people. Yeah. So the reason why I'm sharing this story is to make you see how those little foxes can hinder your miracles. Yeah, because you don't know what the demon of accusation witch, those demons, they don't just accuse you. You must have done what is wrong before they will accuse you. For God to stop you from receiving God's help. May the Lord give you power to be 100% pure. In Jesus' name. Amen. So let's move to the other things under this topic. You know, we are talking about amplifiers and magnifiers of darkness. Another amplifier and magnifier of darkness is pleasure seeking. When you are the type that seek pleasures, you love pleasures. Yeah, especially things that satisfy the desires of your body. You are always after pleasures. Pleasures of food, drinks, pleasures of sex, pleasures of everything that your body needs. I mean, you are always after that. So meaning that you love those pleasures so much that you don't care whatever God has to say about those pleasures. And not only that, you love those pleasures since they satisfy your body. You love them so much that you are willing to even disobey God to satisfy those pleasures. Yeah, that is a magnifier of darkness. Pleasure-seeking attitude. Pleasure-seeking lifestyle. Some people find a lot of pleasure in watching movies. A lot of pleasure in many things of this world. Yeah. And in fact, they would even prefer to get that pleasure than to go to church or to attend meetings. Meetings of God's people. Yeah. Let us read 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. Chapter 3, verse 4. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 4. Traitors. Heady. High-minded. Lovers of pleasures. More than lovers of God. Lovers of pleasures. More than lovers of God. Lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. So when you love pleasures more than God, you are magnifying darkness in your life. You are amplifying darkness in your life. I know of a pastor that in one of his teachings, he was saying that that married Christian couples should have no restriction when it comes to getting sexual. sexual pleasures. Enjoying sex. Yeah. He was saying that married couples should have no discipline or self-denial or self-control or restrictions when it comes to enjoying sex, enjoying the pleasures of sex. He said any beer, any time, yeah, it will not affect your spiritual life. It cannot affect your relationship with God. Yeah, you can always have it. You can always have it anytime, anywhere. No, he didn't say anywhere like on the street, but like, you understand what I mean? But do you know that man of God did not live long? The pastor that preached that message is dead now. And I'm sure that he died untimely. Yeah, so I believe what killed him is these lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Though he is a good preacher, but there's some pleasures he felt like there's no need for self-denial. No need for self-control. Yeah, because it's a gift from God, so you can always do it. Anytime you just want to do it, anytime your body just wants to do it, you can always do it. No, that is wrong. You can't always have pleasures, even in marriage, even as a Christian couple. You can't always have some pleasures, even though it's a gift from God. You can't always have those pleasures because it will take the place of God, whether you agree or not. It won't take the place of God, and it will magnify darkness. And once darkness is magnified, by the time they will give you an incurable disease, you will not know. By the time they will just terminate your life untimely, you will not know. Yeah, and most times it will be too late already before you want to fight back. They have already finished you. So that is how smart the kingdom of darkness are. So check those pleasures in your life. It could be food hitting so much. That also is a magnifier of darkness. Because there are times you're not supposed to eat. Even if there's no fasting going on in the ministry or in the church, there are times that God don't want you as a person to eat. Yeah, so there are so many pleasures that might not really look like they are sinful. Watching TV for hours, talking with people, gisting with people for hours, because you just enjoy talking. It doesn't really look sinful, but it's deadly, very deadly. Yeah, so you must take heed to yourself. Watch those things that is already getting too much in your life. Those things that you do to satisfy yourself, to satisfy the desires of your body. Watch those things. Watch those things. They are amplifiers and magnifiers of darkness. Some past, the relationships they have had in the past, all those things that happened to them in the past that were not right, that were not of God. They begin to think on things that doesn't glorify God, and they keep on thinking those thought thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking till they give themselves depression. Yeah. Instead of you to just forget those things that have happened, they have already happened in the past. Now, God has a new glory, a great future for you. So why should you keep thinking and thinking and thinking of things that would not add any value to your life? It's not like those thoughts would change anything. It's not like those thoughts would produce a solution. Then why thinking those thoughts? Yeah. So check for those pleasures that you give yourself. Yeah. Check and begin to deny them. Those pleasures that are already magnifying darkness in your life. Check those pleasures. Let us also look at another magnifying and amplifier of darkness. Worldly music. Worldly music and songs. Worldly music, worldly songs. Yeah. Do you listen to worldly music? Do you listen to worldly songs? Do you dance to the beats of worldly music? To the beats of worldly songs? Do you sing worldly songs? They are amplifiers of darkness. They will make darkness so powerful over your life. Yeah. You should not listen to worldly music. You should not listen or sing worldly songs. You should not. The music world, especially the world of worldly music, worldly songs, is one of the tools in the hand of Satan to get many souls captive in these last days. So do you have those songs on your phone? Yeah, some people will say there's nothing wrong in listening to R&B songs and love songs. Yeah, they say there's nothing wrong with that. I can listen to love songs on my phone. We already have love songs in the Christendom. We already have love songs. And you know those love songs. Worship songs. When you worship God, you express your love for God. That is the kind of songs you should be listening to. Yeah, so people will say, what of, as husband and wife, you should be listening to. As husband and wife, you should be listening to love songs, you know, R&B songs. What of the lives of the people that sang those songs? Yeah. Are those people Christians? The people that sang those love songs, are those people Christians? right before God? And then what are the contents of those love songs? Have you analyzed the contents in those love songs? Does it glorify God? Would it add to your faith? Would it add to your relationship with God? Yeah, some people will say, of course, it will strengthen the love between me and my spouse. Love songs cannot strengthen the love between you and your spouse. It's only Jesus that can do that. Yeah. So don't be deceived. Any worldly song, worldly music should not be on your music player, whether on your phone or whatever music playing device you use. Those songs should not be on the list of the songs you listen to. Another magnifier, an amplifier of darkness, is pornography. 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 And you know what pornography is. Yeah, it's a system of open sex. Yeah, either you're seeing it live. Yeah, either you're seeing it live. That is maybe some people, because we have some places in, I think we have some places in UK and maybe in the US where they have sex on the streets. They have sex in cars, inside. I think even here in Nigeria, there's some places where, while walking on the street, you can literally see people through the windows of their vehicles. You can see them having sex inside their cars and vehicles. And they know that people are walking by. Yeah. And they are doing it on the streets. Yeah, so I think there's somewhere also in UK that you can have sex on the streets. Yeah, so they don't cover it anymore. It's open. So pornography is a system of open sex. So either you're seeing it live or you're seeing it in the form of a video on your phone, in form of a video on inside in a movie on YouTube or wherever. Yeah, so that is pornography, and you should not watch those things. They are magnifiers and amplifiers of darkness. So if you happen to bump into them accidentally, you should scroll away from them immediately. If you happen to see pornography pictures of naked women or naked men, don't even wait for a second gazing on that picture. Scroll away from that page. Yeah, whatever, just leave that picture immediately. Yeah, because you don't know the next thing that will happen, because it magnifies darkness. Before you know it, your mind will be possessed by that darkness, and then that darkness begins to control your thoughts, And not just only that, your feelings will follow, the control, they will control your feeling, control your emotions. And before you know it, you can end into masturbation, and you can end into all forms of pollution. And the pollution that you get, you might not be able to clear that pollution from your spirit in the next 2 or 3 weeks. The pollution, a pornographic picture would inject into your soul and spirit. You might not be able to get rid of it for the next 3 weeks, even with fasting. Yeah, and that's just a picture. What about a video? You sat down. What about a pornographic video you sat down to watch for a long time? Maybe that one will take months before you get rid of the darkness from your spirit, because you are not supposed to watch those things. Or maybe you are watching a movie and then suddenly you just entered into pornography. You're supposed to maybe you're not even supposed to watch that movie in the first place, but let's say you were watching the movie because you don't know that there was a pornographic content inside. But some movies today, especially on Netflix and maybe on some channels, they were already specified that this film contains nudity and sex. So they were already specified that what you're about to watch contained people are naked at the point you will see some people naked, and at the point you're likely to see some people having sex. So they were already specified. So if they have specified, why should you still go ahead and watch the movie? And then let's say they did not specify. The moment you get to that scene where that is going on, the thing is to fast forward that place. Yeah. Or maybe end the movie. Whatever. So the point is, don't watch those things. They will kill every good thing the Holy Spirit has been depositing in you. Just in a few minutes, they will kill them all. Just in a few minutes. I learned of how someone was initiated. The person was initiated into the kingdom of darkness just by watching pornography. Yeah. And not even that. I mean not that alone. A lot of things happen. But since that's not the topic, so I can't be telling you many things that are inside that, then why should I even tell you? Don't watch those things. Yeah. May the Lord help you to avoid pornography at all costs, whether on the streets or pictures or videos of them. Now the next amplifier and the magnifier of darkness is worldly movies, which I've said. Worldly movies. Some worldly movies I have watched most times is because I'm doing a research. Yeah, because there are some things that the Lord would want me to see in some worldly movies. God will want you to see those things. The Lord wants me to see them because of the level of my own maturity. Yeah. So because of that, I would select those movies and begin to watch them. And as I'm watching them, I'm taking note of those things that the Lord wants me to see. Because to me, those things are revelations of demonic operations. Because once I have it, then I will know how to save people from the bondage of such darkness. Yeah, so I do a lot of research. Yeah, and sometimes God would want me to watch worldly movies to see some secrets of the kingdom of darkness that are hidden there. Yeah, but apart from that, maybe apart from a case like mine, I don't think a Christian should find pleasure in watching worldly movies. I don't think you should watch worldly movies. Ask yourself, every time you watch those movies, does it edify you? Yeah, does it edify your spirit? Of course not. They don't edify. Then why should you watch them as a Christian? Yeah, so worldly movies, they are also among the amplifiers and magnifiers of darkness. So we should watch Christian movies instead of worldly movies. Yeah, there are Christian movies. You should watch those ones instead. Now, there are many in this category, but I just select some few. There are many amplifiers and magnifiers of darkness. The last one I would talk about is alcohol. Alcohol. And not just alcohol, even other substances. But I don't expect a Christian to be smoking. So that's why I did not hide all of those things. Yeah, or taking marijuana, or what else? All those drugs, hard drugs, substances. Yeah, substances of addictions. I don't expect Christians to be doing that, but I found out that some Christians still take alcohol and they feel like there's no law against it. Let me show you somewhere in the Bible as we round off. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. With the Spirit. So a Christian should not drink wine that is alcoholic wine because of excess. There is excess there. There's a spirit there that wants to control you. Just as the Holy Spirit fills us to control us. So there's a spirit in alcoholic drinks that wants to control. That is why some people they never committed adultery and fornication before until they began to drink alcohol. That was when they started committing adultery and fornication until they began to drink alcohol. Because there's a spirit in alcohol that wants to control. And you cannot tell the next thing that spirit would make you do. Some people, that spirit have made them start fighting people. The spirit have made them to start fighting people, quarreling with people, even fighting with their spouses. Yeah, so there is no good thing in alcohol. Then why should we go and drink them when there is no good thing there? The place where Apostle Paul recommended alcohol or wine for Timothy was for treatment. We all know that alcohol is being used in the production or manufacturing of some drugs. We all know that. Yeah, we all know that. That alcohol are being used to manufacture drugs. So alcohol in certain amount has some health benefit, or no, let me not say health benefit. It has some treatment abilities. Yeah, treatment abilities. Yeah, it can treat some diseases. It can be used to treat. Yeah. So, Apostle Paul did not recommend it for Timothy to drink for pleasures, but to drink because of his stomach problem. So there's a difference between using alcohol for treatment than taking it for pleasure. It's the two different things. Yeah, so there is no good thing in alcohol. Not one good thing. And we already saw in that verse. The Bible says there is excess in it. It gives excess. So which means that you can't say, let me just drink small. You will keep drinking more and more and more. Yeah. Till it begins to control you to sin. Yeah. And to act against the will of God. So do away with alcohol. Yeah. So we're going to stop here. I don't know if there is any question. Okay, there's no question. Let us pray. You can ask your question on the Telegram group, and I will answer by God's grace. Let us pray. Father, we thank you because you are so faithful. Thank you for the things you have opened our eyes to see in this class. Thank you for showing us how weak and powerless the kingdom of darkness are, and how we should not amplify their works. Thank you for showing us how defeated they are, and how we should not amplify their works through our lust and unbelief and fear and many other things be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask that you forgive your people in whatever ways they have engaged with these amplifiers of darkness and magnifiers of darkness. Oh Lord, in your mercy, forgive your people now as they repent in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you will be strong in your spirit and in your soul and in your body, in your mind, in your emotions. I pray that you will be strong to resist all these amplifiers and magnifiers of darkness in the name of Jesus. I pray that every lie you have believed and you have been following for years that have made darkness stronger than you, from this moment onward, that lie is uprooted from your soul and mind in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Remain blessed.